Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 23rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Lipoprotein A and recurrent atherosclerotic cardiovascular events, the U.S. Family Heart Database. Higher levels of lipoprotein A are established as increasing atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk in otherwise healthy individuals, irrespective of sex and race or ethnicity. This study analyzed 273,770 individuals from a U.S. medical claims database with diagnosed atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and measured lipoprotein A levels. The research confirmed the clinical significance of lipoprotein A as a crucial driver for recurrent atherosclerotic cardiovascular events. It also assessed the influence of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol-lowering therapy on this relationship in patients with established disease. Article number 2. Efficacy and safety of fetal magnetocardiography for detecting fetal cardiac magnetic signals, a two-center, single-arm prospective clinical trial, FAMILY. Fetal magnetocardiography provides precise, non-invasive detection of fetal cardiac electrical activity, which conventional echocardiography cannot record. The FAM-1 LY clinical trial evaluated the efficacy and safety of fetal magnetocardiography for detecting fetal cardiac magnetic signals. This two-center, single-arm prospective study confirmed fetal magnetocardiography's capability for accurate detection of fetal cardiac time intervals, essential for diagnosing arrhythmias. The research established fetal magnetocardiography as a vital tool by directly comparing its performance with fetal electrocardiography. Article number 3. Association of phenotypic age acceleration with risk of sudden cardiac arrest. Evidence from a large retrospective cohort. This large retrospective cohort analysis of 360,663 UK Biobank participants found a significant association between phenotypic age acceleration and the risk of incident sudden cardiac arrest. The study established phenotypic age acceleration as a convenient proxy for biological aging and a substantial contributor to cardiovascular disease development. Researchers demonstrated that individuals with higher phenotypic age acceleration face an increased risk of sudden cardiac arrest. This provides crucial evidence for incorporating biological aging markers into risk assessment for sudden cardiac arrest. Article number 4. Ablation of idiopathic ventricular arrhythmias from the right ventricular apex. This study defined the electrocardiogram characteristics and ablation outcomes for idiopathic ventricular arrhythmias originating from the right ventricular apex. Researchers conducted a retrospective analysis of patients undergoing catheter ablation for these arrhythmias across three centers. The study provided crucial data distinguishing right ventricular apical ventricular arrhythmias, including premature ventricular contractions and ventricular tachycardia, from other right ventricular sources. The findings contribute to improved diagnostic and therapeutic strategies for this specific and less understood subset of ventricular arrhythmias. Article number 5. Equity in heart failure care. Examining the area-based marginalization status of patients in an RPM program. This study found that a remote patient management program for heart failure demonstrated equitable accessibility across various area-based marginalization statuses. The program's design, which provides necessary equipment, employs minimal exclusion criteria, and is compatible with both Android and One phone devices, contributed to this equitable access. This research indicates that carefully structured remote patient management programs can effectively reach diverse heart failure patient populations. The findings suggest a model for inclusive and accessible heart failure care delivery. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.